KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky at 66 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, four people were arrested for disorderly conduct last night following an incident in Villisca. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Villisca at around 9:37 p.m. and with assistance from the Iowa State Patrol, they arrested 26-year-old Jesse Allen Luft, 24-year-old Jasmine Lee Weaver, and 40-year-old Miguel Angel Ramos Saldana, all of Villisca, along with Javier Ramos Saldana. All suspects were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. The Cass County Auditor's Office reports Carol Preston of Griswold has filed nomination papers to serve on the Griswold City Council. Preston's name will appear on the ballot for the November 7th Cass County City elections. Previously, it was announced the following individuals have submitted nomination papers for their desired respective seats. Incumbent Dave Jones, Mayor of Atlantic. Incumbent Jolene Smith for the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board. Incumbent Gerald Brink for Atlantic City Council at Large. Richard Dick Cassidy, incumbent for the Atlantic City Council 5th Ward, and Brian Olson Everett, Lewis City Council. Last day to file nomination papers for city offices is 5 p.m. on September 21st. Well, we won't know for sure how many students are enrolled in the Atlantic School District until early next month when administrators are required to update the figure to the state. However, Superintendent Steve Barber said at Wednesday evening's school board meeting, the numbers appear to be down significantly.
October 2nd is the official count day, so we're about 2 or 3 weeks away. Janet and Libby have been working really hard at that, and kind of the preliminary right now is we're down about 13 or 14 with your homeschool assistants. That's 0.4, and you get your dual enrolled 0.1. So there's some odds and ends there. We're still working on the decimal point there, but 13 to 14 there, and then the open enrollment is down also 13. So whether that's graduations or things like that, so we're at about. Currently, we're at about 28, 29 students down.
Atlanta graduated 105 students in May and brought in 101 for a net loss of 4. While the deadline to open enroll students has passed, Barber said there still may be an influx of open enrollments, and the numbers seem to indicate that may be a case for a number of reasons.
Your majority of open enrollments, first of all, your kindergartens, the deadline is September 1st, so you get a few of those. And then the other ones that you're getting at this particular time, when people move from one community to the other, then that would be good cause. And for some reason, if they move in the middle of June or July, they don't always fill out the paperwork. There's a couple other ones on there that have living arrangements that have changed over the short period of time. That would be included in there.
In other news, Superintendent Steve Barber said also that the bunch list is expected to be completed today for the district's recently purchased and newly remodeled building formerly occupied by Cass Incorporated. The list is on the contractor's way of showing all the facets of the building have been completed according to design and code. Administrators are currently working through the process of what to name the building, which is tentatively known as the Cass County Educational Opportunity Center, or CCEOC. A proposal with regard to the naming is likely to be presented before the school board next month.
I would hope to think that the 28th of September we'll be in that building, the two programs. I don't foresee any major issues as far as the punch list is concerned. Even since we've been out there, it's come a long ways. It's looking really nice.
When it's finished, the CCEOC will house various programs and staff, along with students and staff from the Link Center. Also in the news this morning, Hunter Education Classroom courses are being offered by knowledgeable and certified volunteer instructors and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources conservation officers. Classroom courses are typically 12 to 15 hours in length and are held over 2 to 3 sessions, or days if you will. In order to receive certification, a student must attend all the sessions and pass the final exam. Iowa law requires anyone born after January 1st, 1972 to be certified in hunter education before they're eligible to purchase an Iowa hunting license. Some upcoming Hunter education classes include September 13th in Exira, which was yesterday, September 18th in Clarinda is the next one, September 23rd in Mount Air, and October 5th in Greenfield. For more information, you can check out the same story and click on the link to the Iowa DNR. In the funeral announcements, Herb Gibson, age 78 of Stewart, died September 4th at his home. Graveside services for Herb Gibson will be held today at 10 o'clock. At the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart, Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. IMO Irene Beecher, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for IMO Beecher will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Clark, age 86, of Manning and formerly of Manila, died Sunday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Dick Clark will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Anthony Tony Ojava, Jr., age 83, of Denison, died Saturday. Memorial services for Tony Ojava, Jr., will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Denison has the arrangements. Irma Frisbee, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cascade Hospital. Funeral services for Irma Frisbee will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kathleen Ortiz, age 78, of the Orient area, died August 30th. A mass of Christian burial for Kathleen Ortiz will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Jane Jacobson, age 74, of Hancock, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Jane Jacobson will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jean Chase, age 96, of Exira, died September 6th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Jean Chase will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Jeanette Larson, age 94, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jeanette Larson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Mary Clausen, age 93, of Stewart, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Mary Clausen will be September 30th at 2:30 p.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.